So I'm here with Ian, and we are actually going to do something that is referred to as a dual induction, a dual hypnosis induction. So you will hear my voice in your right ear, and you will hear Ian's voice in your left ear. The benefit of a dual voice induction is you're getting two different voices. One is, if you're listening with headphones, one of the voices will be accessing the left brain, and the other voice will be accessing the right brain, the creative side and the analytical side. So the topic for today's hypno-improvisation is confidence and inner strength. So Ian and I are gonna do a little jam session. Yeah. So you can find a place where you won't be disturbed. And whenever you're ready, you can close your eyes and begin to focus on your breathing.
And just taking some long, slow, deep breaths. Long, slow, deep breaths.
Letting go of any thoughts.
And just putting aside all the tasks and chores and things and to-dos that you need to do. Just putting them aside for a moment and taking this time for yourself.
Any thoughts that move through your mind, just let them drift through, almost like you're watching cars drive by or leaves traveling down a river. Just observing.
Just paying attention to your own inner self, your inner landscape.
And as you observe the inner landscape, you can notice that things never stay the same. Things are always changing, almost like clouds in the sky. How clouds are always changing their shape and their form. The same about your inner landscape. Nothing stays the same for very long.
Just letting your mind drift without trying to control, without trying to direct your mind into a particular direction, just letting your mind drift and slowly going deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper.
And part of that process of taking yourself deeper is just letting yourself be, just noticing your breath, noticing your thoughts, noticing the feelings and the sensations in your body, and just letting everything flow.
Just letting it flow, just letting it flow. Just going deeper and deeper.
And I'm going to counting from 10 all the way down to 1. And as I count from 10 to 1, with every descending number, you allow yourself to become more and more deeply relaxed. The lower the number, the more relaxed you'll become. The more relaxed you'll become with the lower the number. Starting now at 10.
Going deeper and deeper.
9.
So relaxed, starting to feel so, so relaxed.
8.
So relaxed, more and more relaxed.
7.
Going deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper.
6.
Just letting your body relax, just letting your body relax.
5.
You can feel your arms going heavier, your legs going heavier, just your whole body sinking into your chair or into your couch.
4.
Just going deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper.
3.
So, so relaxed. You're feeling so, so relaxed.
2.
And you're about to go into a very deep state of relaxation.
And 1.
And you're in a very deep
relaxation, feeling very good. And in this relaxed state, the subconscious mind is open to receiving positive, beneficial suggestion and instruction. And even when you emerge from this profoundly relaxed state, everything that you learn here will be available for the unconscious mind to act upon. And it can act upon these suggestions in the ideal time frame and in the safest, most comfortable way for you. And all the suggestions that are accepted by your system will be for your highest benefit and your highest good. so you can simply allow yourself to drift and to float.
And just now starting to imagine yourself. Imagine yourself in a space that makes you feel really calm and relaxed. It could be in the form.
You are relaxed.
And it could be in the form of a forest, or you're on the beach, or any place which you associate with calmness and relaxation.
Just enjoying that pleasant scene.
And just letting that scene build up around you, just seeing different aspects of the scene.
Just allowing yourself to notice what you see, feel, and experience in that place.
And just bringing all your inner sensations, and not just your sensation of inner sight, using your inner sense of smell, your inner sense of touch, inner sense of hearing, just using all your inner senses.
And as you enjoy that pleasant scene in your mind and all of the pleasant sensations and thoughts and experiences that go along with that scene, is it possible for you to imagine yourself in that place, looking and feeling your best? Looking and feeling your best and being your best. Just noticing what that would look like and sound like and feel like.
And as you start connecting with this sense of what is confident within you, the best of you, just noticing how your body feels and just noticing where that sense of confidence resides in your body.
And if there's anything that is preventing you from being fully confident, maybe it's a thought, maybe it's a feeling, maybe it's a sensation, just observing that. Observing that block that's preventing you from fully being confident. And I wonder if it's possible for you to make any kind of alteration to your awareness to be able to shift that block, making a change in a thought or a feeling or a sensation that enables you to move through that block and to connect with confidence.
And you can also try to move that block aside. So you can imagine that block, you know, imagine a container for yourself, and you can put aside that block into that container just for the time being. We're not trying to disown or dissociate from that block, but just for the moment, just for the time being, you can see yourself taking the block as an object, just putting it into this container. Just for safekeeping, putting it aside for a moment.
And closing the lid on that box. Closing the lid on that box as you move it aside so that you can see in front of you, feel in front of you, this confidence, this confident awareness. And maybe you perceive some image of yourself. Maybe it's a thought. But just notice with that block to the side, that confident you, that confident image of you. Perhaps even stepping into that confident image of yourself, trying it on like you would try on a new pair of pants or a new shirt.
And just imagining that this confident self is standing in front of you and you are merging. You're walking towards this confident self one step at a time, and you are starting to merge with this confident self. Just like you're trying out a new piece of clothing. But now you see yourself merging, taking one step at a time. One step at a time, you see yourself coming closer and closer, closer and closer to this confident self of yours. And you see yourself merging with this confident.
and I wonder if you could move yourself out into the future, out to future times, future places, future experiences, where you would like to experience this confident self. Maybe that's in your career, at work, or at school, or in relationships. But just experience what it would look like, sound like, and feel like to be this confident self.
Just imagining yourself giving a presentation or speaking in public, if that is something that you're working with. Just seeing yourself doing that, seeing yourself presenting in front of a crowd, and you see that you're presenting beautifully, that you're articulating, that you're speaking with confidence, and you notice that people are nodding their heads, they're looking engaged, they have smiles on their faces, and you're feeling this sense of competence, feeling the sense of confidence within your body, just noticing where it's feeling, where it's coming up in your body, might be in the chest, might be in the stomach, might be in your upper body, just notice where you're feeling the sense of competence and confidence.
Or perhaps there's another experience that you'd like to feel confidence in. Maybe it's feeling more confident in your relationships. And you can move to those times and places where you'd like to experience that confidence. And oftentimes when we feel more confident, we can allow ourselves to be more vulnerable within our relationships because we know that we have that capacity to protect ourselves when we feel that confidence, that certainty.
And on that note, imagine yourself having a difficult conversation with a loved one, a conversation that you've been wanting to have, but you have found it challenging, where you felt afraid or you felt that you were not confident enough to have this conversation. Just notice yourself having this conversation with this sense of confidence within your body, within yourself.
And see the ease. Experience the ease. Feel the ease. Feel how comfortable you are expressing your authentic self. Expressing your inner thoughts and feelings in a calm and relaxed way. In a way that is met by calm from that family member.
Just noticing within your body that anything that they say or anything that they respond with does not change who you are, that you're connected with your confident inner self, and that cannot be touched, that cannot be changed in any way by anything that the other person might say. That it cannot be changed in any way, that anything that the other person might say. That.
And when you are able to be your authentic self, the people around you will also have that permission to be their authentic self, so that you can be more connected in healthy, vibrant ways.
And you notice that as you operate in a more authentic way with people around you, you're attracting more and more beautiful people in your life. You're attracting people who are willing to connect with you in authentic ways. And you're noticing that your social life and the environment that you're in is just improving day by day, improving day by day.
And even when you emerge from hypnosis, you're going to bring back all of this knowledge, all of this insight, all of this experience, so that in the background of your awareness, your unconscious mind will always be there safely guiding you and protecting you and allowing you to use this newly updated information. So, it's time to return. First of all, returning from that future memory to your calm place. Really connecting with that feeling of calm. Absorbing and integrating everything that you learned here today in such a way that it becomes immediately useful for you. And it's time to return. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And as I do, you will emerge from relaxation. When I reach the count of 10, you'll open your eyes. You'll be back in the room, back in the here and the now, fully awake, fully refreshed in every way, and feeling revitalized, rejuvenated, and refreshed. Starting now at 1.
Starting to come back, coming back, coming back.
2, emerging.
Just coming up, surfacing slowly.
3.
Surfacing slowly.
4.
Starting to stretch your body a little bit.
5.
Just moving your body a little bit.
6.
Feeling your feet on the floor.
7.
Just coming back.
8.
Just coming back.
9.
Gently starting to open your eyes.
And 10.
And you have your eyes open and you're feeling so refreshed and relaxed.
Welcome back.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. That was a lot of fun, Ian.
Yeah,
thank you very much. We hope that you enjoyed this mini hypnosis session, totally improvised, and we'll be doing more of these on future episodes, these collaborations.
Thank you,
Ian. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you.